Good morning. Morning. My voice seems to have left, so you only get to hear this croaky thing. But I'm still here praising the Lord and trying my best to speak out. I tried looking through and choosing a scripture and getting this all organized and doing a good job that way. But really what I want to talk about is how great our Father is, how mightily we're blessed every single day, and we don't even see it most of the time. There's a miracle right here. Miracle, a miracle, a miracle. Every single one of you is a miracle. The Lord has transformed you and made you into something He can use to bless others. Like a mighty wave in the sea, each one. And we just seem to go over that. You know what I mean? Just look past it like it's not much. Take it for granted. Like we do so many things. But we're just blessed in so many ways. Our flesh is loud. It's very loud. And if we let it get away from us and convince us that the world is shadow land, it's full of, if only I had, I want, you know, that will take over our lives. When really the truth is, we're filled up. I used to sit there in my camper and complain, even before God. I complained before Him. Lord, I just don't like this. You can see how hard it is for me. And I'm too short and I can't reach anything. And it's dangerous for me to climb up. And on I went. It just was endless. And I stood in there one day. It was like a veil was taken off of my eyes. And I looked around and I said, gosh, you know, it's raining outside. It's cold outside. I have a roof over my head. It's reliable. I'm not wet. I'm warm. I got so much food. I'm stuffing it in corners it should not be. You know, it's just, I'm so mightily blessed in so many ways. I spent many, many years not seeing many of the blessings of the Lord. And now it's, I walk through and I just see constant blessing flowing down. And if we'll just take it. And I see people wandering around when He's right there. And they're drowning in a world of darkness. And He's right there. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes a long time for people to understand. And I know because I have a line of people that have stood there long-suffering and patient on my behalf. Praise God. Mighty waves, mighty blessings, miracles for me. And if not for that, I might have run out into that world of darkness and quit. There's just such joy, and it's just the line between living in the darkness and living in the light. And I mean truly with the lights full on. It's such a thin little thing. It's a decision. I'm going to be over here, and I got a lot of reason, you know, for all this darkness. Or I'm going to be over here, and it's just a matter of saying, well, I don't care what anything else says. He says, I can. I am free. There's nothing really holding me. I used to count all the things holding me down, like in my camper, that my flesh doesn't like, which is still a home and a blessing to me. I spent a long time learning about the Lord. A long time. And then finally, I'm actually seeing the things that he does. Gosh, I mean, just the flesh and the judgments that go on. How many wives get in the way of the Lord judging your husbands when they think they're doing it out of love and concern? Here's that word, concern. And it's really fear. It's not anything else but fear. And judging your husband and watching every little thing he does. And it's not love. It's hate. And it's not trust in God. Not one little bit. I learned a simple little thing that works, and I'll give it to you. Just decide, I'm going to trust God. Not stand there like the Statue of Liberty. I trust God. And then stand there and doubt him in every single way. I know all about that. I can tell you all about that. Just decide to trust him with the big things. Here's my children, Lord. I'm going to take my hands away from the fear and the so-called concern. And I'm going to love them enough and love you and trust you with my children's safety. I can't manage it anyway. How about I'm going to trust my husband to you? If he's doing something and I think it's dangerous, I'm going to trust him to you. And I'm going to refuse to look back on it. And that is a place of joy. And it actually works, too. It actually works. And all the fear and worry actually turns out to be getting in the way of the Lord. We can actually just get in the way and impede his work in progress. Anyways, trust the Lord. He is just so loving. He loves us so much. And don't forget to see the mighty blessing of the people, the one another that he's given us, because he can tell us things, he can teach us things. My gosh, we can help one another, and it's all with him working it. He's the one at the helm, so trust it. Trust him. Thanks.